This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The ethanol industry yesterday in a press call blasted Brazil's decision to replace its quota on U.S. ethanol imports with an across-the-board tariff, while also expressing hope for better biofuel policies from a Biden administration. Renewable Fuels Association Chief Jeff Cooper rallied against Brazil's decision to replace its tariff rate quota on U.S. ethanol with a full 20% tariff.
It will be incredibly disruptive. It will have an immediate and severe impact on U.S. exports to Brazil. Brazil has been our top market the past few years. And if this tariff remains in place, we certainly expect that to change.
While hoping the new Biden administration puts pressure on Brazil, which has free access to the U.S. ethanol market, Cooper is also hoping USDA Secretary nominee Tom Vilsack is more proactive than the outgoing secretary in directing untargeted CCC funding to ethanol producers under any new COVID relief bill.
When, you know, Mr. Vilsack was secretary the last time around, his view on the CCC was more inclusive, more expansive, and in our view, more consistent with the charter of the Commodity Credit Corporation.
Cooper suggests using CCC money for programs like biofuel infrastructure at retail fueling stations. The latest virus relief plan makes payments to producers based on fourth quarter 2019 ethanol volume, and Cooper cites a raft of key issues in a new administration focused more on climate change and the environment.
Whether it's revising fuel economy and vehicle tailpipe standards, whether it's re-entering the Paris Climate Accord, whether it is exploring programs like a national low-carbon fuel standard to decarbonize transportation fuels.
But Cooper admits nothing's a given, agreeing the ethanol industry has had past differences with some Biden appointees, including former Obama EPA chief Gina McCarthy, who will coordinate climate policy from the White House. And in other related news here on this Thursday, while not a big jump, oil prices have moved higher in the past week thanks to encouraging results from the first rounds of COVID-19 vaccinations in the United Kingdom and here in the United States. Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy noted that it pushed oil prices this week to some of the highest we've seen during the pandemic, and he notes oil prices will continue to ride the vaccine's coattails for the foreseeable future. Encouraging news will push oil prices higher. Discouraging news will make them drop. Will the economy of the world return to normal, and will oil consumption increase in the year to come? DeHaan says it's just too early to say yet.
We just have no way of realizing at this point how it's going to progress, how many doses of vaccine, any issues that could arise from that. 2021 will likely be the most difficult to accurately forecast when it comes to oil and gas prices because of the amount of factors that are completely unpredictable.
DeHaan noted that OPEC agreed last week to increase production in an effort to get ahead of the demand curve, as well as discouraging the United States from getting back into the production business. Moving on now into local ag news for your Thursday. We're just 8 days away from Christmas, but a local Grinch or two has been working overtime, stealing valuable items from farm vehicles and other types of commercial vehicles in and around the Litchfield area. We join Police Chief Kenny Riker to explain where and when these catalytic converters off vehicles have been stolen.
Actually, we've seen that occur in both areas. It's been more recent within our jurisdiction and within our city limits, but their surrounding counties and our own have seen an increase in the thefts of catalytic converters, especially off larger vehicles here in the last few months.
Chief Riker also explains that this rash of burglaries hasn't just been an isolated incident, but there's been many cases across the Litchfield area.
Within town here, we have several locations where larger vehicles are parked and stored for extended period of time. So those locations are where we're seeing this occur. Some are our business locations. Some are just where a larger vehicle has sat for a period of time where I think they may see that vehicle parked there. So if you could place those in a pretty easily viewed area, you certainly have security lights or a camera system to place them within the view of that, that ends up being really helpful. So, and in the rural area, same thing. I know a lot of people now have Ring cameras on their residents or on their buildings and those types of things, so make certain that those items are within view.
Junkyards are kind of known to be on the lookout for that type of stuff because burglaries of them do happen. But how are folks that do steal these catalytic converters, how are they turning them over to be able to get money?
Well, those items hold some intrinsic value as the metal is reusable, so they are finding ways to resell those either through the black market or, you know, open social media accounts and those types of things. So there is a market for them. They are kind of easy to unload, so they're something you should protect.
And again, that was Litchfield Police Chief Kenny Riker. In other local ag news, as ag retailers are increasingly adopting digital solutions to improve their operational efficiency and enhance customers' overall service experience, Growmark FS is expanding its partnership with Silinftech. Silinftech is a Brazilian company with 13 years of experience developing digital ag solutions for the largest agricultural operations in the world on more than 22 million acres of row crops, sugarcane, coffee, and citrus. By marrying logistics, analytics, and real-time weather data with algorithms, Silinftech significantly increases partners' machinery and input use efficiency, improving crop yield and reducing environmental impact. To explain more about Growmark's expanding partnership, we join Nokomis native Lance Rupert, Growmark's Director of Agronomy Marketing Technology.
Yes, Silinftech's a Brazilian company that we were introduced to almost 3 years ago. It'll be 3 years ago this coming February. And what was a curiosity to me at that time was, you know, our FS member companies and retail organizations have a lot of equipment and a lot of people running those pieces of equipment. And Silinftech was a company that we thought could potentially help us become more efficient with those pieces of equipment so we could get over more acres in a day and, you know, service our customers at a higher level. So we worked with a handful of member companies to collect data initially so Silinftech could, you know, understand how they did their business, how they serviced their customers through operations, getting everything sprayed and fertilizer applied. And they're a pretty sophisticated tech company with artificial intelligence and, you know, ran the data and saw, you know, certain parameters that they thought we could improve upon to be more efficient. And then they built a, you know, a software solution to help us manage our fleet at a higher level. So, you know, just to get across more acres per day and to do a better job of executing on those acres as well.
Lance also explains that while GPS is an important part of this new technology, it's really artificial intelligence that's doing the job.
Yeah, of course, you know, the backbone's GPS as far as, you know, being in the right spot and applying and getting good coverage. Where the AI really comes into is, you know, today an FS company might have, you know, orders to, you know, let's say apply a herbicide to a dozen fields, you know, in a day. Today it's a manual process done by people, of course. You know, kind of the way they lay out the day and how they travel and things like that. What they've done to help one area to be more efficient is they take all those fields into account and they let algorithms and artificial intelligence tell us first, you know, what would be the best path for the day to cover the least amount of miles and to cover the fields that are on the schedule most efficiently. After the artificial intelligence, the computer kind of spits out potentially the quote-unquote right answer, you know, they also allow people to say, well, we need to tweak this or tweak that. So it's a little bit of a combination between AI and, you know, algorithms helping us make better decisions potentially without bias or things that just the human eye can't see, but then they also allow humans to interact with it, you know, because there's always cases where things need to be tweaked due to other circumstances.
Lance also explains that this is a great way to reduce risk and also lower fuel costs when it comes to going across acres, township to township, to spread those fertilizers or herbicides on customers' fields.
Absolutely. A big one for our companies is growers are planting faster and faster and just being able to get across the acres that we need to timely get things done with the ability, again, for growers to plant a lot of acres in a short amount of time. And then with the weather situations we seem to have, you know, those windows for applications, especially in the spring, seem to get tighter and tighter. So the more acres we can get across efficiently every day that we have open to do that, you know, is a benefit to everybody.
And again, that's Lance Rupert, Director of Agronomy Marketing Technology with GrowMark FS. And that'll conclude your Ag News here on a Thursday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by an email at WSMI@WSMIradio.com. So again, for this Thursday afternoon, December 17th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.